Draft 1. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me, but I'm not supposed to write about when I was raped. And I just did. Shoot. Draft 2. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. My tutor, Miss McCaughey, says not to worry too much. The prompt doesn't really matter. How the heck do you write a good essay based on a question that doesn't matter? It kind of reminds me how everyone says, "How are you?" but they don't really mean it. People ask me how I am all the time, but they don't actually want to know. Probably because they suspect I'm probably not all that great after my accident, which, haha, I'm not supposed to write about either. Draft 3. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. My tutor, Miss McCaughey, suggested I start writing and see what comes out. So, ranch dressing and Swiss cheese, Michael Stipe, lampadoodle, freak out, hang 10, power down, whistle stop, cry for help. Game over, try again. Draft 4. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. To help me think of a good topic, my mom bought me a book of sample college essays to read through. They were all freaking terrible. In one of them, a guy who wants to be an engineer writes about the time he took the family microwave apart. In another one, this girl goes through the etymology of a bunch of interesting words that have been important in her life, because she found words so interesting and wanted to be an English major. In the worst essay of them all, another girl talks about the time her mom took her on a very, very, very special shoe shopping trip. All of them made me feel like a monster. Draft 4.5. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. One such experience was the time I took the family microwave apart. The impact was that it exploded. The end. Draft 4.75. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. I think the word impact is really interesting. I looked it up in the thesaurus because that's more interesting than starting an essay with a dictionary definition. The synonyms for impact are 1. Effect, influence, consequences, or 2. Crash, smash, bump. It's interesting to think about how that second one applies to my life. So here's a short list of some crashes and bumps in my life. When I was 8 years old, Gretchen Langloth pushed me off the swing set. The impact was 2 bones in my elbow against the ground. My cast was hot pink. Everyone wanted to be my friend the next day. By the end of recess, there was no pink left on the cast. It was covered in Sharpie signatures. That was the last time in my life that I felt popular. When I was 10 years old, I was the only girl on the baseball team, and I made contact with the ball during a game one time. I hit a double. The impact was my heart exploded. My feelings have been in a million pieces ever since. When I was 12 years old, I snuck out of my bunk at camp and swam across the lake. Because my friend Madeline had chickened out, there were 2 boys waiting for me on the other side, so I had both my first and second kiss in the same night. The impact was the slap of our lips. The first boy, especially, kissed too hard. When I was 14, they found a serial killer in the neighborhood next to mine. They found him out because his wife was in a dumpster cut into 15 pieces. I couldn't figure out where you would cut a body to make 15 pieces. The husband told the police that a burglar had broken into the house and kidnapped her. Later, they found out he had told the same story in a different state about a different cut-up wife. I tried to be a lesbian after that, but couldn't do it. I kept chasing boys. And then when I was 16, 2 boys took advantage of me in the back of a car after a party. And everyone at my school knew about it. And they were so mean to me about it, I basically wanted to die. A month later, I had an accident where I almost did die. I drank a lot of vodka both times. I was unconscious when they both happened. So I don't actually know the impact of either one. If a tree falls in the forest and you're passed out, does it have an impact? I guess the impact was these wads of wet toilet paper Tanya Simpson used to throw at me in the hallway back when I was still in school. They'd stick to the lockers above my head with a sound like crash, smash, bump, or more specifically, schlop. An accident, she said, when one of them hit me in the face. I guess the impact was my dad breaking the window of the car where I was sitting in the driver's seat after I took too much Tylenol. An accident, he said. An accident. Draft 4.9999. For this college application essay, I'm supposed to write about a significant experience that's had an impact on me. But what does significant mean anyway? My thesaurus says, of consequence, uncommon, momentous. Momentous is a strange word. It should mean full of moments, since usually a word ending in us means a thing that is full of itself, like nervous is full of nerves, or how sandwichius is full of sandwiches, Alysius is full of Alice. And what does it mean to be full of Alice? It means you have boring, straight brown hair that only looks okay if you blow dry it. It means you wear a ponytail most of the time and wisps of hair fly out over both of your ears and make you look like you're wearing a weird pilgrim's hat. It means you're pretty good at physics, but you really love writing. It means you want to be a journalist when you grow up. It means your goal is to go to the University of Virginia. Your mom took you to visit, and you saw people lying on blankets reading Joan Didion in the sun on the grass, and they looked like they could be your friends. It means you've been working so freaking hard this year, as hard as anyone has ever worked. You dropped out, but then you went back and completed junior year with summer courses at the community college, and even brought up your GPA. You're working on your GED. You're proving you are UVA ready. You are ready for all of the acronyms. ALICEOUS. Artistic, lovable, intelligent, creative, elegant, original, unique, smart. It means your fifth grade drama teacher cast you as Grisabella in Cats, but another girl came on stage to sing Memory instead of you because you can't sing. It means wolves are your totem animal. It means you love horror movies. Does that sound weird? It's true, though. I really love horror movies. My favorite is The Silence of the Lambs. But I will watch any horror movie, and I won't close my eyes. I've seen the scariest ones, like Seven and The Shining and The Blair Witch Project. And even the really awful ones like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The worst I ever saw was The Last House on the Left, which was just awful. You might think that one is a weird one for me to watch because it's a rape revenge film, but it was my friends on the horror fangirls message board who convinced me to watch it, and they're all survivors of sexual assault too, so I figured. Oh, wait, okay, new try.